Page 128. Literature. 1. Read the introduction. What kind of story do you think it is? 2. Read and listen to the extract. Check your answer. How I Met Myself by David A. Hill. One icy winter's evening in Budapest, a man runs straight into John Taylor as he walks home through the narrow streets. John falls over into the snow and looks up at the man's face. I felt very afraid, because what I saw was me. My face looking down at me. My mouth saying sorry. Who is the man? And how will John's life change? I was walking home from my office one January evening. It was a Monday. The weather was very cold, and there were some low clouds around the tops of buildings. I soon left the main road. There weren't many people in the dark, narrow streets of Budapest's 13th district. Everything was very quiet. It felt as if the city was waiting for something. As I walked, I thought about the problems I had with one of the Hungarians I worked with. It was the first serious problem since I arrived there. I was trying to think what to do about it, and I was also hoping that my wife, Andrea, would make one of her nice, hot soups for dinner. After about 5 minutes, it started to snow heavily, so that the streets were soon completely white. As I was walking along a very dark part of one street, there was the noise of a door shutting loudly inside a building. Then I heard the sound of someone running. Suddenly, the street door opened and a man came out of it and ran straight into me. I fell over in the snow, shouting something like, "Hey, watch where you're going!" Dash, my words were loud in the empty street. The man turned to look at me for a moment. "Sorry," he said very quietly, in Hungarian, before walking away quickly. What I saw at that moment, in that dark winter street, was very strange, and I felt very afraid, because what I saw was me. My face looking down at me. My mouth saying sorry. I lay there in the snow for a few moments, trying to understand what was going on. My first thought was, where has the man gone? I looked along the street and saw him turning right at the next corner. I got up immediately, brushed the snow off my clothes and ran after him. He crossed the road and went into another street. When I got to the corner, I saw him entering a building. I walked quickly along the empty street, and found the entrance to a wine cellar. It was under a block of flats, and you had to go down some steps to get in. I stood in the snow for a moment, deciding what to do and looking around me. I had a strange feeling about going down into the wine cellar. I wasn't sure who was inside. I looked at my footprints, the dark marks of my feet in the new snow. My footprints, but only my footprints. Where were his? I looked back along the street. There were only my footprints.